On a Monday, it's the first Monday of December. This is Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, in for Gemma Gaudette. Well, Thanksgiving has been put away for another year, and now that it's December, it's full tilt Christmas time, and that means music and food and gorgeous decorations. Boise's North End Holiday House Tour is a highlight of the season. It's happening Saturday, December 14th, and this year it will benefit Jesse Tree, the all-important nonprofit that helps to prevent eviction and homelessness. And joining us to tell us more about this year's event is Stephanie Allen and Sarah Wandling of the North End Neighborhood Association. And Allie Robbie is Executive Director of Jesse Tree. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great.
Okay. I'm going to guess preparations are very busy for something like this. What year is this for this tour?
This is the third year.
This is the third year. How do you determine? Do homeowners volunteer? I mean, who gets on the tour?
Well, this year we had several people volunteer and neighbors that invited their neighbors to be a part, mm-hmm. which has been awesome. In the past, we have handed out invitations to houses, and that has been somewhat successful. We're excited about this year's tour because we have so much excitement about it.
Yeah, and this year, many of them are in the Hayes Street Historic District, which is a very small slice of the North End, closest to downtown between Fort and Franklin Streets. Mm. And so these are big old houses. They're gorgeous.
Just logistically, how does this work? Is it a self-tour?
Yeah, it's an open house style. Mm-hmm. So we'll be set up at Goody's Ice Cream Shop. So everybody comes to Goody's first.
Of course.
To get your
and
wristband.
And last, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, do you get your what?
To get your wristband.
Oh, and some ice
and
cream.
Your okay. ice cream. They're giving a discount to ice cream to tour participants. So another good reason.
How many homes?
Eight this time, our biggest ever.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking, gosh, that's a lot of pressure. And then I'm thinking, gosh, yeah, but I think if I'd like to show off, I think it's my decorations. So people must really embrace this.
Yes, there's people that go all out, but then there's also people that are a little bit less in the area of decorating. But either way, it's very festive and fun, and it's fun to be able to see the house, whether it's totally decked out in decorations or not. And for the most part, everyone so far has totally decorated.
Okay, so we'll come back to this at the end, but just let's drop this in here. What are the hours?
1 to 5.
And again, it is Saturday, December 14th,
yes.
between 1 and 5, checking in at Goody's, and then it's a self-tour.
Pre-sale tickets are available right now online.
How much?
At $20 pre-sale. Okay. It'll be $25 if you wait until the day of the tour. And it's at northendboise.org.
Well, let's talk about putting that money to very good use,
yeah.
and that
yes.
is Jesse Tree. So Jesse Tree, I think so many of us, well, as a reporter, I know Jesse Tree, but so many folks have heard about Jesse Tree and the good work that they do. But give us a real world picture of what happens under your roof every day.
Yeah, so we're really busy right now, as you might imagine. The cost of rent has been a bit hot topic in this community, and a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So we're working with low-income people that are struggling either because they're experiencing some kind of a temporary healthcare crisis, they've had an issue with their job, or their car's broken down, and they're not able to pay their rent. So we provide them support. We work really closely with the landlord to prevent them from getting evicted. And in many cases, we can pay their rent.
And she is Allie Robbie, director of Jesse Tree. So, paint me a word picture. How do these folks come to you? Is it a phone call? Is it a reference?
So usually they call us. They'll just Google. If you Google rental assistance, we pop right up to the top. And we're also known in the landlord community, get a lot of referrals through word of mouth. But people call our housing crisis line. We're open Monday through Friday, now 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And people call. We'll offer them support, information, referrals to some of our community partners up front. And then the clients with the most urgent needs will go to our emergency rental assistance program.
Can you give us a sense of what those conversations are like? Hey, there's no way I can make rent probably for the next couple of months. What can I do? What are my options?
Yep. So we'll talk them through it, help them come up with a plan, kind of set goals and priorities during their crisis so they can get through it. We'll also offer information and about getting connected to employment or increasing their income through public benefits programs. And then we'll refer them to other community resources. We have relationships with social workers in schools and health and welfare and such like that. So we offer as much as we can up front. We would like to be able to help everyone who calls with rent, but because of the high call volume, that's not really possible right now.
My sense is that once upon a time, it was the haves and the have-nots, and now it's all of us. It's yep. It's the working poor. It's the folks who are surfing couches in a relative's home, right?
It can be anyone, and it does happen to anyone. We see people who have been really stably employed for their entire lives, and then kind of a snowball of events happen all at once, and they're just in a really tough place, and they just need a little bit of a hand up to get them through it so they can move forward.
Tell us about the relationship with North End Neighborhood Association and Jesse Tree, because obviously this connection is how this whole event is happening.
Right. And earlier this year, the board of the North End Neighborhood Association created a fund, an annual fund, to provide money to Jesse Tree. So when they get calls from residents in the North End, they can dip right into that fund from the Neighborhood Association to help those people. Mm-hmm. So the Holiday House Tour proceeds will go straight into that fund. So we'll be able to help more people in the North End, which in turn allows Jesse Tree to use their other resources for people throughout the community.
And we love the idea that this house tour is the opportunity for the community to get into these gorgeous historic homes in an effort to ensure that someone else can stay in their house.
Speaking of historic, one of these homes, right, is was the subject of some news a few years ago when it was saved from the wrecking ball, right?
Yeah, so the Fowler House is on our tour, and it was in the Central Addition District.
Mm-hmm.
It was moved over to the North End.
Easily a century year old, right?
Yeah, it was 1894.
There you go.
It was built over there. Yeah. And then in 2015, it was moved over here to 12th Street. And it's also right next door to...
So that home has been renovated? And
yes.
Yeah. Have
it's
you been
beautiful.
Inside?
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
And it's decorated for the holiday?
They're actually brand new owners, moved in this month, last month.
I mean, right there.
They're moving in, decorating.
I'm curious right there to see what they've done.
Yeah, me too.
How many homes are on the tour?
8 total.
I noticed that you're holding a brochure with photographs here. How can I see this in advance? Is there a way to see this online or... do you have a website?
We have a website at northendboise.org.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these pictures are on our Facebook page as well. But the brochure itself you'll get when you buy the ticket and mm-hmm. check in on the day of the tour. So it has the map on here so you can visit each house then.
Neighborhood associations are certainly nothing new. And sometimes it's just about picking up litter in the nearby park. But having lived in your neighborhood, I know that Nina is engaged.
Right. Nina was the first neighborhood association in Boise in the 1970s. I believe we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. We do a lot of, community help and activism and activities. We also host the Hyde Park Street Fair, which a lot of people know about. And that's our big money raiser throughout the year and allows us to do a lot of these programs like donating to Jesse Tree.
Ellie Robbie, I mean, the connection here is obvious. Home.
Right. Right. And when we initially talked to the North End about this partnership, they were just so excited to help people that were living right down the street. You know, these are people that are living just a few blocks away from Stephanie and Sarah here.
Thank you so very much. Stephanie Matlock, Alan, and Sarah Wandling from the North End Neighborhood Association, Ellie Robbie, Executive Director of Jesse Tree. And thank you for joining us. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our social media intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. And our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. I'm the guy on Morning Edition. And Gemma Gaudette is back here tomorrow. Have a lovely Monday.